Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. A lot of people are looking ahead to 2020. The president is certainly looking ahead. The 2020 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side, they're looking at 2020 as well. And a lot of people that I've talked to say that one of the keys to victory, the path to victory, is going to go through women. And Jesse Jane Duff is a member of the Trump Campaign Advisory Board. She's with Women for Trump, and she joins us from the swamp, from our nation's capital. Jesse, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you invited a swamp creature, although I'm not one. You know, I live here, but I am on the boat above the water. I just want everybody to know that.
And by the way, just for the record, only because we have a special affection for folks who hail from the People's Republic of California, you went from California to the swamp, so you're still fighting the battles. I know.
Well, not exactly. I served 20 years on active duty in the Marine Corps, and then came to the swamp. So I went and saw what the real world was about, and understood from a very bird's eye view on how corrupt the Democrats had become from working inside the military, seeing how often the military was neglected, how the policies became social programs, and really seeing that this effort that we're seeing now has just reached a boiling point, but it has been simmering for probably over 20 years. The Democrats of our parents' era are not the Democrats we see today. I mean, what we're seeing now is just flagrant, outlandish lies to undermine a duly elected president. And it's repeated so often, particularly on many networks, that we can remain nameless here. Even some of our networks that we thought were very conservative are now going at this in a manner that's unfair, inappropriate, disingenuous, and just sometimes flagrantly lying because they can.
Let me ask you, and let me have you lay out for the thousands of women that are probably listening right now to this radio program. Some may be on the fence. Some may have voted for the president and said, well, all the tweets and all the stuff, I just can't do it. I can't take it. All the controversy, I can't take it. We need to make a change. Make the case for the president to women who are undecided.
So I would say to the ladies out there that are uncomfortable, what you have to remember is he's not a perfect man, but he's the perfect man for right now. No man is perfect. No man or woman is perfect. We all know that. But his style and mannerism was right on time. And what was your alternative? You know what your alternatives were. Your alternatives were other Republicans that were swamp creatures that were glued at the hip to other Democrats that were passing many of the laws that were in place, the policies that were in place, or essentially putting in policies that were in place that we had to get rid of that were slowing down American productivity. Barack Obama, make no mistake, did not do the slowdown in jobs growth by himself. We had plenty of Republicans that were in office that first 2 years he was in office who failed on stopping the health care issues, who failed on keeping things in check that had since been demolished, even under the Bush administration. You needed somebody to come in with a wrecking ball, ladies. It might bruise a little, but I'll tell you what, you're tougher, you're stronger, because who else was going to defend this president other than the president himself? With Twitter, he's been able to go at them hard, and many people will squirm and go, oh, that's uncomfortable. But you know what? Give it 24, 48 hours, and you find out. He was 100% right. For example, let me call out the Baltimore situation. He was watching Fox News and saw a young woman who's on the Republican committee in Maryland, and she's African-American, talking about how there it is a rat-infested city. And she literally showed videotape that she had taken going into these neighborhoods. Mind you, she is an African-American resident of Baltimore, calling out Elijah Cummings. He was infuriated to see how this once great city, and parts of it still are, but has been widely neglected by the representatives who have been in office well over 40 years. So what does he do? He tweets it out, and people try to call him a racist. Come to find out, less than 48 hours later, probably even in 24, footage of Elijah Cummings calling Baltimore rat-infested came out. Not only that, Frank Luntz came out, and he was trying to say that Trump would have never said infested about a white community, and I put him in check on Twitter, got retweeted well over 2,000 times. I said, I'm sorry, Frank, you're wrong. He called New Hampshire drug-infested in 2017. Lily White, New Hampshire. So once you demolish one of their arguments, they quickly scurry away like rats because they know that they have failed, and they go after another one, then another one, then another one. Russia collusion. What did you want them to do? Sit back and just stay numb and quiet? If it weren't for this president going after them with a wrecking ball, we would have never known how bad it got because he defended himself. He finally got Republicans to get on board and defend him because, as we all know, there were many Republicans who were not being helpful. As you know, Paul Ryan did not even run for re-election. And why is that? Because he couldn't get muster up the internal fortitude to stand with this president.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. Is impeachment inevitable? We're hearing the drumbeats. The House is off for 2 weeks. During that time, they are supposedly putting together articles of impeachment. Is it your view that we are going to have to fight impeachment?
It's in my view that the Democrats are going to fail at this. And if we have to fight, bring it on. Rudy Giuliani already stated that he'd love to go testify because he will drag every one of these witnesses in with him. He's already got the letters from the prosecutor in the Ukraine that was already written 2 months ago. The statement that flat out, yes, he was fired because Hunter Biden was under investigation. This was signed over 2 months ago, an affidavit. He has all the evidence right there. He basically, as John Cardillo has said on Newsmax to me yesterday, he showed up with receipts. And guess what? We're going to cash in and get a refund. The evidence is overwhelming that this whistleblower was a setup. Over just 2 weeks before this quote-unquote whistleblower came forward, they wouldn't have even qualified to be a whistleblower. Do we call that a coincidence? I don't think so. I think this was strategic because people within the intelligence community themselves have felt that this is not the right president because they're not in mass control anymore. And the fact is, they found somebody who stated they heard secondhand all of this falsified information, never even witnessed it. I was on active duty 20 years, as I said. I've worked in the programs that offer whistleblower protection. You have to have direct knowledge. You should have heard it yourself. You had to be a witness yourself, not secondhand. That's like me calling up to you and telling you what Aunt Millie said about you. You're like, and what does that mean to me? It's not relevant. So anyway, what I'm getting back to, though, is let's look at what this president has accomplished for women. All the women out there that are on the fence, we are getting daily 1,800 new jobs daily due to new or current women-owned businesses. 1,800 a day. Over 3.6 million of the 6 million new jobs have gone to women. That means over half of the new jobs have gone to women. Let's also look at the 10 million people that have come off of food stamps. Many of them are women who have come out of poverty. Let's look at 500,000 new manufacturing jobs. We lost 200,000 under President Obama the last 2 years of his administration. Many women are in manufacturing jobs. Let's go to the biggest one of all. Lowest unemployment rate for women in 68 years. The Department of Labor wasn't even keeping data till 70 in the 1970s, and it's the lowest unemployment rate since the 1970s for African Americans, 5.5%. Guess what? The African American women even better, 4.2%. It keeps dropping. It might already be down to 4.1%. National unemployment rate, 3.7%. So, ladies, who is that helping? Not just you, your husbands, your sons, your daughters. You don't have to have your kids in your basement till they're 29 years old. You can honestly have a better quality of life. And with the rate of increase in wages, we're talking average income rate of increase is now up to $4,000 a year per household. So let's look at what this president has accomplished. And he has kept every bit of word that he has given to us. A tweet should not be your issue. Your economy should be your issue. Your family should be your issue. And when our lives are improving and our families' lives are improving, we know that we are keeping America great.
Again, Jesse Jane Duff joining us from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. We've talked so much about impeachment over the last couple of weeks. Nobody's talking about the 20-some-odd Democrat presidential wannabes. Anybody out there that you fear, that you think maybe is a bad matchup for the president?
Actually not, and this is why they're going after impeachment. Let's make no mistake, they've tried to go after impeachment for 2 years, and Nancy Pelosi kept pushing back. Why was that? And the inner circles I'm tied to here in D.C., we knew very well that Nancy Pelosi was not going to start any impeachment hearings because she did not want to distract from a potential candidate that could win the seat fair and square. Well, we've all seen what they've offered us. They've offered us garbage. She knows that former President, Vice President Biden is pretty much a failure on the road. He can't even remember basic facts and information. He gets tongue-tied. I forgive him for that, but that's not somebody we need in the White House. We also can see that the other candidates want the Green New Deal, which will cost $93 trillion. Not billion, not million, $93 trillion for Americans, because you will now be taking everything offline that we now currently enjoy under the freedoms we've currently experienced. Many of them are proposing getting rid of fossil fuels. That would cost us 10.5 million jobs. Again, now, government-run health care will cost us $32 trillion and 200 million Americans will come off of their private health care. So let's just go back to what is real here. The Democrats offer nothing. And when this impeachment inquiry came, we know now that it's a strategy to keep him from winning the White House. And why do I know that this is true? When she did her press conference, number one, she never saw the transcript. Had not seen it. She tried to say on the media that it was a public information. It was not. She had never seen the transcript. She was going off of Adam Schiff, who is so corrupt that we know that he will make up anything to try to get people to believe this. And then the head of the Intelligence Committee, by the way, too. So she comes out and she said in her press conference, we cannot let him win. Now that's her agenda. Has nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors. It has nothing to do with anything else other than they're losing power. And never, ever, ever think that power is given away freely. Number two, Al Green, Congressman Al Green, is documented as saying on CNN when he was questioned, do you not think that this will backfire on the Democrats? He said, we have to impeach him so he cannot win. Or to stop him from winning, something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But he said, we had to impeach him so he can't win. I'm sorry, isn't that the decision of the American voter? Isn't that our decision? They're trying to make the decision for us by saying he's so bad. Let the American people who are benefiting under this economy, benefiting under this national security, benefiting over the prosperity that we're seeing, and the women, the new women's businesses that are creating 1,800 jobs a day, have a say at the polls. They want to take away your right and my right to decide. And the fact is this president has done everything he promised he would. He's keeping his promises to the United States of America, and he is promoting every single American. Lowest unemployment rate historically across the board. Asian Americans, Latino Americans, Black Americans, and all other Americans in between, white Americans. Every American is having a lower 3.7%. So I dare to say to you, he is the greatest threat to the Democratic Party's ever having any stability again. Nancy Pelosi is a very strategic and smart person. She put forward impeachment when she knew that now it wouldn't be a distraction from her failed candidates because her candidates can't win anyway. So the best she can do is try to defeat President Trump and then put in Pence, and what goodness knows what their plan is after that.
You are so full of energy. I love your energy. Jesse Jane Duff, if people want to know more about what you're up to, about the Trump Campaign Advisory Board or Women for Trump, where can they go? Where can they find you?
Well, let's meet today. Anybody who wants to get involved and understand what's going on, go to women.donaldjtrump.com. That's women.donaldjtrump.com. Sign up there. And then on that website, you can see everything coming up, such as his rallies, events in your local community. And when you get signed up, you'll get messages when things are coming to your area. Also, pay attention to his website. It has all the data that I've given you, all the successes he is promoting. Text. Here's the other one. Text EMPOWER. The word EMPOWER, EMPOWER, to 88022. That's 88022. You will get campaign updates. Get involved. Sign up. Get your name in there. That way they know that you are out there and you're supporting the president. If you can contribute, do a reoccurring contribution, even if it's $20. Most of us work for free for the campaign. We're not being paid. This campaign has to pay big expenses, advertising. We're fighting for our lives, people, and it takes money to do that. And we have to make sure that we show that he wins and sweeps this election, and this whole I'm the most popular gal is buried under a carpet, because he honestly is the most popular among the American people. You can find me on Twitter at Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E, an I in there for girls, J-E-S-S-I-E, Jane, J-A-N-E, Duff, D-U-F-F, Frank, and you will see me on Twitter. You can also have the same with my Facebook, is Jesse Jane Duff, and my Instagram, guess what it is, Jesse Jane Duff. If you want to follow the campaign, you go to Instagram is, we have Women for Trump 20, Facebook is Women for Trump 20. And on the Twitter, we do not have a Twitter handle because somebody else took the Women for Trump handle. That's not ours. That is not ours. Be careful of the faux accounts out there. We are actually Trump, Team Trump. And if you follow at Team Trump, that's the campaign's Twitter handle. And we also have Trump War Room, which is amazing on Twitter. It gives you the fighting talking points. I love those. That is
I love that. All Jesse. Right. Jesse, we are out of time. I thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you out on the campaign trail. I'm sure we'll see you out here in Nevada. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Have a great week.
There you have it. Jesse Jane Duff from the Trump Campaign Advisory Board and Women for Trump. Boy, is she full of energy or what? Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
This is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over one day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800. 775-289-6800.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Coming up, Kamala Harris has a unique way of going after the President of the United States. We'll tell you what that is coming up next. We'll let her tell you, actually, as we continue Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Stalled since early this year, nuclear talks between the United States and North Korea are now to resume this week. North Korean media is quoting a statement from a high-ranking diplomat in the North who says preliminary contact is set for this Friday with working-level negotiations to begin the day after. This is coming a day after former National Security Advisor John Bolton told a forum in D.C. that North Korea and its leader Kim Jong-un can simply not be trusted.
He will do whatever he can to keep a deliverable nuclear weapons capability and to develop and enhance it.
President Trump is again questioning the credibility of the whistleblower in the Ukraine scandal, tweeting the anonymous whistleblower put out false secondhand info. Trump insisting his administration should be allowed to interview and learn everything about that whistleblower. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
No, wait, no, that's the wrong bump music. No, that's for Kamala the Ugandan giant, the old wrestler. We need new bump music for Kamala Harris. She was on with Anderson Cooper and has, I guess, the next foray into how to control the president of the United States. Difficult though that might be. She wants to essentially cut him off from his way of communicating with 63 million, maybe more, Americans. He's got 1 million followers on Twitter, okay? But she wants to take all that away from him. Listen, this was Kamala Harris, with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN. Here it is.
In the introduction to the broadcast, we played the president saying in the Oval Office that they're trying to find out about the whistleblower, learn about the whistleblower. Are you confident that Congress will be able to protect the whistleblower's identity? Because, I mean, and I'm wondering, do you believe that this person's not just job is in jeopardy, but, I mean, their life, are they in jeopardy physically?
You know, I have to believe that, and I do believe, that the United States Congress, the leaders of the United States Congress, will do everything that is necessary to support and protect the whistleblower. The president's tweets and his behaviors about this are just further evidence of the fact that he uses his power in a way that is designed to beat people down instead of lift people up. Frankly, when you look at what he's been tweeting today, directed at the whistleblower, directed at so many people, I frankly think that based on this and all we've seen him do before, including attacking members of Congress, that he frankly should be, his Twitter account should be suspended. I think there is plenty of now evidence to suggest that he is irresponsible with his words in a way that could result in harm to other people. And so the privilege of using those words in that way should probably be taken from him.
But doesn't that, I mean, play into certainly the hands of, you know, his, what, I don't know how many Twitter followers he has. I think it's in the range of 60 million who say, well, look, okay, now, you know, the rich folks in Silicon Valley are just trying to cut out, silence me and taking me off Twitter.
I'm sure that will be said, but we have to also agree that when the President of the United States speaks, her words are very powerful and should be used in a way that is not about belittling, much less harming anyone. And this president has, I think, never fully appreciated that responsibility. And so what we see continuously, including in the last 24 hours, is a use of his words, Donald Trump using his words, in a way that could subject someone to harm. And if he's not going to exercise self-restraint, then perhaps there should be other mechanisms in place to make sure that his words do not, in fact, harm anyone. And that's my point. What we want to make sure is that his words do not actually result in harm to anyone.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up!
Okay. Defending the president, and actually defending Rudy Giuliani, was his partner in crime, Jay Sekulow, the other personal attorney for the President of the United States. And let's go to cut 7, because this is fascinating. This takes you right through how we got here. This is Jay Sekulow last night. This was on Fox News Channel on Hannity. Here it is.
I think this is important for everybody to understand. Let's remember how this starts. Days before President Trump is sworn into office, days before he's sworn into office, there is a change in intelligence information sharing. For 8 years, the Obama administration was quite satisfied with it going to just three agencies. With about 10 days left before the transition to a new president, they switch that and allow it to go to 18 agencies. James Comey also has planted over at the White House an agent from the FBI, dual assigned, going back and forth between the FBI and the White House. What was that person's job? Then we have the leaks. Now let's talk about these leaks for a moment. You've got conversations starting in the early part of the administration that were leaked by intelligence officials. Public conversation, private conversations released to the public. That's called a crime. Then you have it continuing even this afternoon. We're getting more information. So now the President of the United States, on phone calls with other heads of state, now has to understand that his phone calls are likely to be leaked to the press. Why are they doing this? Could it be they're doing this because there's an investigation of the investigators going on? by Mr. Durham, the U.S. attorney in Connecticut? Could that be the reason that this is all happening? Could it also be the reason, Sean, and this is how I look at this. You look at what is the rule, regulation, statute that was violated in the conversation that the president had with the president of Ukraine? None. Nothing.
None. Nothing. Now, the Democrats are trying to pin anything they can on this president. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, they're talking about impeachment now. I'm beginning to think that impeachment is going to be inevitable unless the American people stand up and in opinion polls say, we don't want this. Right now, some of the opinion polls, they're trying to tell us the American people want this. And I don't know that that's true. Do they want all the facts to come out? So far, all the facts have come out, and there's nothing, nothing to pin on this president. Reince Priebus is the former chair of the RNC, the Republican National Committee. Let's go to Cut 5 real quick, see if we can squeeze this in before we go to break. This was Reince Priebus last night with Hannity, and saying that Trump will win this partisan battle over impeachment, that ultimately the president will prevail. Here he is.
The president has a huge, simple advantage in this fight. The advantage is that this is completely partisan. 90% of the Democrats support impeachment. The House committees of jurisdiction are all partisan. And the Trump team needs to keep it that way, because as all these details are really important, your show so far going through every one of the details with your guests, but someone also has to be talking about the big picture. And in a state like Wisconsin, and most people out there, they're not following all the details. And what is the big picture? The big picture is that the president can't be removed because there aren't going to be 20 senators agreeing to removal. So what do we have? We have a huge waste of time and a huge waste of money. Nothing's getting done for the American people. And going into the election, that's going to be the message of President Trump. So as long as this is what it is, which is just a huge partisan exercise where nothing's actually going to happen, the American people are likely going to see it for what it's worth, which is just a big partisan fight at the disadvantage of the American people. And someone, and I think it's happening, but certainly that part of this messaging operation out of the White House, and obviously the RNC is doing a great job, has to be on the simple big picture of what this is.
I totally agree. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is Live and Local Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR-FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Yeah. Good to have you with us. Over the last 24 to 48 hours, there's been some talk about a tweet from the president. Of course, naturally, a tweet. Where he quotes from another tweet by Reverend Jeffress, a Fox News contributor. And... there is fear of a civil war-like fraction in our community. That there is the possibility that if the Democrats are successful in removing this president, we could end up with a civil war. And I take talk like that real, real seriously. That for me is serious, serious stuff. But I want you to hear Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. He was on with Anderson Cooper and talked about this Trump Civil War talk. Here it is.
Colonel Peters, when you see the president tweet about Civil War, retweeting somebody else, misquoting them even, I'm wondering what your reaction is.
One word. Sedition. Trump is inciting violence against the legitimate government of the United States and the constitutional order. And Anderson, that is a grave crime. You can argue about the meaning of treason, what constitutes it, what doesn't. Sedition is very clear cut. And you can ask your lawyers, but to me, this is as bald and plain as it could be. But also, I have to say that there's not going to be a civil war. So everybody needs to knock that off. I've been hearing people on the extreme right saying it for years.
Even if we're in a situation where the President of the United States is invoking the notion of a civil war if, you know, he is impeached or if he is not, you know, reelected or whatever the parameters he believes, you know, this might happen or this might break out. I mean, anybody who even in not even going back in U.S. history, in modern times, has seen civil wars in countries around the world up close, there's no responsible leader who would ever kind of raise that, especially in a tweet. It is a horrific thing to witness. It is countrymen turning against countrymen.
Well, indeed. And you have the irony of a draft dodger talking up war. But yes, there have been horrible civil wars. Some are ongoing right now around the world. And they are utterly horrible and very, very cruel. But Trump is very much in the situation of a developing world dictator in that he's got to stay on the throne to stay out of prison, or in many cases worse. And Trump, he's afraid. He's a frightened man. Because if he loses the election, and it's not a foregone conclusion that he will, but if he does, he's going to face the rest of his life in courtrooms, not at legal bills, perhaps in prison.
Shut up, you bum! Shut up!
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. For those of you who want to ride again, but you have some physical limitations, check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Okay, I want to go back to Jay Sekulow. Jay Sekulow, I thought last night, did an amazing job in kind of putting a bow on this entire Ukraine phone call allegation being made by the left. They are basing their entire impeachment on this Ukraine thing. And Ukraine is like the least of the president's worries. I mean, he's been exonerated. The transcript, the letter, the formal complaint, they have all backed the president. But Jay Sekulow, and here is, this is cut eight, he explains this push on the Ukraine phone call allegations. Listen to this personal attorney for the President of the United States, Jay Sekulow.
Where was the collusion with Russia? Did not exist. Where was the obstruction? Did not happen. Now it's Ukraine. Well, then it was, first it was quid pro quo, but then there was no quid pro quo. Then it was a cover-up, except the transcript had already been released. So you know what this is? This is an attempt, a lame one, I have to say, for the Democratic Party right now to placate the leading left-wing people that are actually running this party, it appears. But you know who's suffering from this? The president's governing. He's doing his job. The American people. We do. That the president would be put in a situation where he now has to worry about conversations that he's having with world leaders being leaked to the press. That is not good for our constitutional republic. So what's at stake here is the very constitutional balance. So what does Adam Schiff do? He doesn't read the transcript. Why didn't he read it? Because there's nothing to it. There's no problem. What does he do instead? He comes up with a dramatic presentation, a reenactment not based on the actual script. When he had the actual script, because the White House released it. So what is this? This is a fraud being perpetrated on the American people. And now we have a pattern and a practice of intelligence officers, people assigned to intelligence agencies, leaking conversations of the President of the United States with heads of state. You know what puts that? It puts the entire constitutional framework at risk. And shame on them for what they're doing. But here's what's going to happen, Sean. We will find out exactly who's doing what, how it was being handled. Did it start with that initial executive order by President Obama at the end of his administration? What is happening now? We're going to get to the bottom of it. And so what do they try to do today? They try to subpoena the lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, the president's counsel, my colleague. Nonsense. The information contained in the subpoena is protected by attorney-client privilege. It's outrageous what they're trying to do. I think it's also interesting that they didn't subpoena him to testify. They just want documents. They don't want him to testify because you know what the truth is? He has more information than they do. And you don't put up a witness that has more information than you do. So I think this is a whole, this entire matter is a put up on the American people. And I think the American people, I know, are smarter than that. They know exactly what's going on here. And I will tell you this. I dealt with this with the press all weekend. This, how's the White House going to react? How's the president's private counsel going to react? You know what? We went through a war with Bob Mueller and we won. This is a skirmish. We don't need a war room. We just need to respond as appropriate. We will. This will be handled. That's it.
God, I love that. I did. No, no. Jay Sekulow was very, very passionate. I'm going to give the last word this hour to Karl Rove, because Karl Rove was on Hannity last night and looked at the numbers, looked at the number of Democrats running for re-election in Trump districts. This was Karl Rove last night with Hannity. In the long run, Dems will end up losing the House over impeachment. Listen to this.
Democrats are bent upon impeachment. They're going to make several mistakes along the way. They already have. They're not doing it formally, so they're not granting, as they have done in all previous impeachments against presidents and members of Congress and judges, the right of the minority to undertake certain actions, subpoenas, witnesses, and so forth. They're going to do it quickly. They left town for 2 weeks, but they're vowing when they come back they're going to do it quickly. And third, they're doing it without, they're going to impeach without creating a bipartisan agreement that this is worthy of being taken to the United States Senate. So, in the short run, they're going to be on a sugar high. They're going to feel good about themselves. But I don't think it's an accident. Of the 19 Democrats who won seats in 2018 in districts that Donald Trump carried by 4 points or more, that 10 of them have not yet even endorsed the inquiry. Democrats have 19 of the seats that were won by Trump that they flipped that were carried by 4 points or more. They have 31 seats that were carried by Trump that they flipped in 2018. They have 43 seats that they carried that were previously occupied by a Republican member of Congress that they flipped in 2018. They lose 15 or 16 seats, they leave 17 or 18 seats, and they could lose control of the House by the time of the 2020 election.
There you have it. Karl Rove, the brain. And again, I don't always agree with him, but I do believe this. I think he's on the right track. The Democrats are going to make a huge mistake going after impeachment, because there just isn't anything that warrants impeachment. There's just nothing. Nada. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's true. And already you can see Democrats, a lot of Democrats that are running in Trump districts. They're very reluctant to even talk about impeachment. They may want to see all the evidence, but they are not yet ready to talk about impeachment. I'll stick around. Coming up, I always get excited on Tuesdays. Tommy White from Laborers Union Local 872, the business manager there, will join us. We'll talk about looking back at 1 October, 58 dead, over 500 wounded. Unbelievable. A night that we will all remember, maybe as long as we live. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.